Welcome, welcome, welcome on board the random ship for yet another voyage. I'm your fearless captain on this journey, Holt, and with me as always is my first mate and my brother, Alan.
Hey.
We're going to be spending the next 25 to 30 minutes cruising around the ocean of the random to bring you the most weird, obscure, and strange facts that we found this week.
And if you make it to the end of the episode, you'll be rewarded with your weekly ship fact.
So, Alan, I have a couple observations this week and a dad story. What would you like to hear first?
Ooh, let's go with the dad story.
The dad story? Okay, before we get into it, though, I do want to say, remember to give us a follow on Instagram at RandomShipThePodcast. And if you have any questions, concerns, or just general compliments, send them to randomshipthepodcast@gmail.com. So, Alan, this week I caught my lovely 4-year-old boy in his bedroom, and he was just playing with his cars. He loves Hot Wheels. He has like 80 Hot Wheels. And you know how on the playground, when you're little, you hear the kids being like, well, my dad's tougher than your dad. My dad will beat up your dad, you know, like that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
I heard him playing with his toys, and he goes, you keep doing that, I'm going to call my mom, and she's going to punch you in the face. Why didn't he say me? Why didn't he say his dad? Why, when he's trying to be tough, does he say he's going to bring his mom in?
Because he's not sexist, obviously.
My mom can throw stronger punches than my dad.
That too.
So that was more a shot to my ego than anything. And you know my wife, she wouldn't throw a punch at anything. So I don't know. No. That really speaks poorly of my ability to be physically imposing.
Yeah, you're not very. You're like coming from a person with similar body structure, you're very stick-like.
We watched A Bug's Life the other day, and I really feel like I'm like a fatter version of the stick bug, whatever that. What's that bug called?
You ask me, like I know a lot about bugs.
It's like a stick bug, isn't that what it's called?
I'll take your word for it. I did not just watch A Bug's Life.
Yes, Wikipedia confirms stick bug.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
But I did have a couple weird observations. So I was, the other day I was doing, working from home, you know, it's COVID, that's what a lot of us do. And my laptop, I was just doing some calculations and I exited out of the calculator. And we're in a society now where you can review absolutely everything, right?
Like our podcast.
You can review our podcast on Apple iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. But you can review, like, individual stores, you can review products, you can everything, and there's so many places to do it. My computer asked me if I was satisfied with calculator and if I wanted to leave a review. Like, really? The oldest program on Windows, it's like, are you satisfied with calculator? Please leave us a review by clicking here. It's a calculator, the most boring product.
Were you satisfied?
I don't know. I didn't know the math. As long as it got the math right, I guess. But I wasn't going to sit there and do it by hand and hope I got it right.
Double-checking the calculator app by hand?
That defeats the purpose. It's why we have computers, so we don't have to know anything anymore. Like stick bug.
That still sounds fake. What kind of bug is that? Stick bug.
The other thing I noticed was also very lockdown related was I was watching some Netflix, and when you finish an episode of TV, did you notice that you have two options, right? The two buttons come up, and one of them is next episode, and the other button is watch credits. Do you think anybody hits the watch credits button? Like, it was like, unless you were in it and you were looking for yourself, like you're like the second like lighting person, and which is great, you did a good job, but you think you'd have copies of these somewhere. You don't need, hey,
I was
shut
the
up.
Best boy in this one, let me find it.
Shut up, this is my episode. You see that light on Steve Carell's head? I did that. Well, it seemed a bit bright. Shut up! You don't know. It's perfect. He was a star, and I needed to shine a light on him.
Well, at least, like, Netflix gives you the option to watch the credits, but at least they give you the timer to go to the next episode automatically. It's not like, if you don't choose one of these in 20 seconds, you have to watch the credits.
Oh yeah, it's true. And what Netflix does well is their skip intro button is also really good. Like, have you tried the one on Amazon Prime? It's like, skip intro, and then it only skips you to, like, halfway through the intro.
Or it'll skip you, like, 5 minutes into the show for yeah, some reason. Like, what?
I don't know how you do that.
I just wanted to skip the 10 seconds.
I'm sure there must be an algorithm, but it also can't be that hard to have one guy whose job is to just timestamp the credits in every episode of everything. Like, a whole episode of The Office would take you, like, a whole season would take you, like, not even an hour to do that. So you could get through, like, a full series of a show in a day. Like, I don't know. Amazon Prime is lazy. Lazy. Yeah. And Amazon Prime also annoys me because they advertise all this stuff and then you go and click on it and you have to get 6 upgrades just to get it.
Yeah. I just finished reading Ready Player One over the weekend, so I was really excited to go and watch it. And I found it on Amazon Prime and I was like, sick, and went to play it. And they're like, would you like to pay $18.29 for this? First of all, really weird price. Second of all, no. No, I would not. I would like to watch it for free. I'm already paying for your service.
Yeah, I do not like that. I don't like how they know what... For instance, I love Saved by the Bell. They know I like Saved by the Bell. So when the reboot came out... Or not the reboot, but the continuation or whatever.
The sequel.
Yeah, this fall... I was getting, every time I'd log in, it's like, watch the new Saved by the Bell series, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. And I click on it. It's like, do you have your Hooli Tutu flip-flop update? It's like, upgrade now for $24 a month. It's like, no, I do. You know what? This has turned into a beef of the week. My beef of the week is with Amazon Prime for not properly doing their skip intro button and for being little teases with all their content and then hiding it behind other paywalls. At least Disney Plus says, like, hey, just so you know, this is going to cost you a buttload of money, but it's here. These guys are sneaky. Do you have anything new this week, Alan, or should we move on to our new segment?
I think you mean our new old segment, but yes.
So this week we are unveiling a new segment where we take a look back at this day in history. So this day in history is exactly what it sounds like. We looked up what happened on this day in history, March 3rd. Alan, let me take you back to the year 724.
Okay.
On March 3rd of the year 724, Empress Gensho abdicated the throne of Japan in favor of her nephew Shomu.
I guess.
this was important because he was the first emperor not of royal lineage. His family was commoners.
Ooh, see? That makes it sound important. Otherwise, it's just like some dude became emperor of Japan again.
Let's skip forward about 1,100 years.
Oh, just 1,100, eh? There was nothing of note in those 1,100 years?
There's actually quite a few things that happened on March 3rd. A lot of them are, like, really negative.
Okay.
And we get into some of them here, but I tried to do the ones that we just couldn't ignore because they were so culturally significant if they were negative, because we're not really a negative podcast. Like, we don't like to focus on that.
There's enough negativity in the world. You don't come here to listen to us bring you down.
Yeah, so 1845, you could argue this one was a negative. Florida officially became a U.S. state.
I don't think that's a negative. There are many great stories that come from Florida, specifically Florida Man. And they also have one of the Disney parks that I'm not going to guess which one it is because I do not remember.
Disney World.
It was one of them. It's not the one in Paris.
Now let's move ahead another 4 years. 1849, Minnesota became a territory after splitting from Wisconsin and Iowa. Now, it didn't become a state until, like, 8 years later, or 9 years later, but it officially became a territory on its own. And they say a main reason it became a territory was it was part of Wisconsin and Iowa, but didn't have any roads that actually connected it to Wisconsin and Iowa.
What?
Yeah, the 1800s sucked. Like, it said you had to take, like, a steamboat to get anywhere.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah, no. Mm.
Steamship, on the other hand.
Now, jump ahead about seven...
Do the math.
I'm trying. 74 years to 1923.
Nailed it.
The first issue of Time magazine was published.
Ooh.
Yeah, see, I told you a lot of stuff happened. The cover was Joseph G. Cannon. He was the former Speaker of the House. Or no, the former House Speaker. I guess that's the official title in the States. I don't know the stuff. The magazine contained the announcement of the first helicopter.
Ooh.
They talked about a possible change in divorce laws. The release of the film Adam's Rib. The magazine also talked about a new one-set cigarette tax. And it had a mention of a critical thrashing of the wasteland, which was a poem by T.S. Eliot and is widely regarded as one of the most important poems of the 20th century. So I think Time magazine got it wrong. Another interesting one, Al, in 1931, the Star Spangled Banner officially became the U.S. national anthem.
Oh, but was it before then?
They didn't have one. But interesting of
the... So what did they play at the beginning of their sporting events?
There was... I don't know if they did, but there were a few runner, like America the Beautiful was in the running to be their national anthem, but they end up going with this one, which interestingly enough, the music for this song was made in 1773. It was a popular British song to Anacreon in Heaven, and then the lyrics were written in 1814, and they are the poem Defense of Fort Mehenry, which means that they essentially took like 200-year-old music and 100-year-old lyrics and mushed them together. And then they were like, national anthem.
It's ours. We made it.
And another weird thing about the national anthem, it's actually 4 times longer than what you know it is.
Oh.
They only ever sing the first verse, but there's 4 verses.
1 verse is enough.
I got 3 more for you, Alan. On March 3rd, 1986... the Australia Act goes into effect, making Australia fully independent from Britain. They technically became a dominion in 1901. This act didn't grant Australia independence, but it was a symbolic way for the UK to admit that Australia has been independent for a long time.
It was very kind of them.
Yeah.
And then to let them become their own place 80 years later.
Thank you. Oh, Queen.
Thank you, Empire.
On this date in 1991, this has to be the most disappointing and negative one on the list, but we couldn't mention it without mentioning that that this was the date of the Rodney King police beating. That happened and was filmed today. Obviously, it was filmed today. I don't know how it would happen and then be filmed at a later date. but that happened and was the precursor to the LA riots. And we'll end on a happy note. In 2017, your favorite video game console, Alan, the Nintendo Switch, was officially released.
I can't believe you lie to everybody who listens to our podcast. I don't even own a Nintendo Switch. But I can't believe it's been 4 years.
You don't own one, but you wish you did.
I wouldn't say no if somebody gave me one for free.
I will say,
Drake.
Yeah, Drake. Yeah, you've had a couple weeks off, Drake. So we want custom OVO black and gold switches. I will take actually a PS5.
Oh, same. Put me down for a PS5.
Well, Alan, that's everything that happened on March 3rd in all of human history.
Everything ever.
So let's move on to this week's edition of Random Rank. For this week's edition of Random Rank, we chose to go completely off the board. Well, not really, because everybody loves movies. And we are going to rank our top three movie franchises. Before we get into our list, Alan, what are the ground rules?
So we're doing movie franchises. So we've established that a movie franchise consists of anything that is more than one movie. So basically, one movie and a sequel counts as a franchise. We have also ruled out any, how would you explain
super it? Franchises.
Yeah, super franchises. Like, if you're doing, you can't pick all of the Marvel movies or all of the DC movies.
Yeah, but you can pick Iron Man as one, yes, or the Avengers as one.
Yeah, you yes can't pick all of the Middle Earth movies, but you can pick The Hobbit or Lord of the Rings.
You know my rules. If it happens in space, in a castle, or in the woods, I am out and it is boring. I'm looking at you, Game of Thrones. What's your number three?
My number three pick is, and this one is the one that I had to put the most thought into, but once I settled on it, I was very happy with it. Because I just watched through this series maybe 4 months ago. Pirates of the Caribbean, or Caribbean, depending on how you want to say it.
No.
No?
I mean, you're entitled to your own opinion, just it's a poor opinion. But they're not good movies.
They're hilarious.
No.
And great.
All Johnny Depp is doing is like a poor man's Keith Richards. And everyone's like, oh, he's so, what an actor. What a transformation. It's like, no, he's not. Ugh.
Okay, as a guy who doesn't like anything about magic or being in the woods, I can understand how you wouldn't like a movie about pirates steeped in various mythos. So maybe your opinion's the one that isn't very good on the subject. You were probably expecting me to pick something like Star Wars or something, but nope.
I did expect Star Wars to be on your list. Well,
no.
My number three, and I'm sure it's your number two or your number one, is Fast and the Furious. I won't go into too much detail. Movies are just fun as hell. They're amazing to watch. Are they realistic? No. Do I always go to the movie going, wow, I want something real, really realistic? No. One thing I will say is for each movie on my list, I pulled out the financials and my favorite Nerd quotes. So Fast and the Furious has 8 movies out so far. This does not count Hobbs and Shaw.
As it shouldn't.
They have grossed $1.6 billion overall, which is $200 million a movie. But surprisingly, their profit margin hasn't been percentage-wise crazy. Because the average budget for a Fast and the Furious movie is $132 million. So yes, they've all made $68 million, but it's not, as you'll see later with some of my other options, not as huge of a difference as you would expect. Now, my favorite quote, I have two. I think this one comes from Fast Five. Alan, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's done by our friend The Rock when he says, your mistake is thinking you have a choice, boy. That's my Rock impression.
It wasn't very good, but that's the line.
And then the best one is from the man himself, Dominic Toretto. I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Yeah, that would have been that would have been my number one as well.
In my little Jeep Cherokee, so do I. That's the thing I love about these movies is when you're done watching them, you just want to drive recklessly. You just that's why they come out. That's why they come out in the summer. Because if they came out in the winter, there'd be so many more accidents.
We don't advise that, but
no, I don't give in to all my impulses.
Smart.
What's your number two?
Well, first, I would like to say that my only problem with that pick is that you had it so low, as my number two pick is Fast and the Furious.
So, do you have anything different that I didn't mention?
I wasn't going to mention the numbers, but I've Personally, I find, on top of everything you said, and people who don't like Fast and Furious are going to not like this because it's the kind of the core besides the cars of Fast and Furious, is the focus on family. I love things that focus on family.
Like Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes.
I don't know. I've seen one of them.
That's your fault.
I did almost use the quote where Dominic says, "I don't have friends. I have family." Is my Vin Diesel one better than my Rock?
Not really. The Vin Diesel, the quote from Fast and Furious I thought you were going to use, ironically, is, "That's the thing about a street fight. The street always wins."
Okay, my number two, I'm surprised you couldn't guess this, Alan, is Toy Story.
I would have guessed that. You didn't ask me to guess. If you had said, "Alan, guess," I could have guessed your top two.
I love Toy Story. For sentimental, it came out when I was like 5 or 6. I was kind of Andy's age when it came out, and I've grown with Andy. It's also one of the few memories I have of spending time with our grandfather one-on-one. But he took me, just him and I, and bought me popcorn, and we went to the movie theater, and it was one of the first times I'd ever been to a movie theater, so it's all just a very pleasant memory. And they're just darn good movies. There's been 4 movies total. They've brought in $1.3 billion, or $325 million per movie, on a budget of $130 million per movie. So they've almost tripled their budgets compared to Fast and Furious, which didn't even double their budgets. And my favorite quote, I think I have 2. Yes, is when Woody says, "This isn't flying, this is falling with style." Not a very good Tom Hanks, I will admit.
I would say it's on par with your Rock.
And then when Buzz Lightyear looks at Woody and says, "You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity."
It's pretty good.
It's just good. Pleasant. It's good, wholesome entertainment. What's your number one, Alan?
Number one.
Well, my number one, which was the obvious number one, was going to be the Marvel Cinematic Universe, because that is a movie empire that has redefined an entire genre of movies, and multiple other studios have since tried to emulate it and not come close to the success that Marvel has had. But as Holt made a stupid rule saying I couldn't do that, I'm just going to pick Avengers because that's basically the same thing and still has all of the characters in it.
Yes, that was my argument.
But like, I was torn between Iron Man, because Iron Man, like the original Iron Man, is so good. And it's what kicked, like, if Iron Man hadn't done as well as it did, this MCU wouldn't have even started. But really, when you get all of the superheroes together, it's something else. And it's a weird aspect for a movie to have, like, each character is the main character in their own movie. And then when they all come together in these Avengers movies.
Except Hawkeye.
Well, true. But when they all come together in these Avengers movies, all of the, like, side characters are also very important characters and well-respected actors.
Like Hawkeye.
Like Hawkeye. Exactly. And, you know, just if we're playing the movies by the numbers game, the last movie of the Avengers series, Avengers Endgame, made $2 billion.
On what budget, though?
On a $400 million budget.
Oh, so pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just still, that one movie.
Yeah, just that one movie. And if we're doing inspirational quotes or our favorite quotes from these movies, yeah, you have to go back to some of Iron Man's last words, where he just looked at the guy who had wiped out half the population of the universe and said, "I am Iron Man," and ended his life.
Iron Man died?
Spoilers.
I tried to follow all the Avengers and all those, and then I got to that one where they all fought each other, and I got so bored. I was like, this is so stupid, and I haven't watched another one since. They were all fighting at an airport, and I'm like, oh, could you imagine the delays? Like, people must be so mad.
This would be so inconvenient.
Yeah, just trying to get to Mexico, and there's super heroes. I was going to say Superman, but I know that's not right.
You, good on you.
Well, Alan, what do you think my number one is? I'll let you guess this time.
Ooh, I'm 100% right every time we've done this so far. So I'm going to go with Rocky.
Yes, because they are, without a doubt, the greatest movies of all time.
Well,
I look at Rocky as all one movie. The only blemish in the Rocky franchise is Rocky V. True Rocky fans pretend it didn't happen. It was awful and a complete cash grab and didn't make any sense. Why, when Rocky left for Russia, was his kid like 5 having a sleepover with his friends, and then he comes back a month later and his kid is now 12 years old?
I'd like to point out it's not just the fans that don't really treat Rocky V as existing, because Rocky Balboa just kind of...
Yeah, they never talk about it. No one ever talks about, right? Like, even the later Rockies. But that's what's great about it, is there was that, like, 70s through late 80s, the first four Rockies, right? And then they brought Creed in, and they brought Michael B. Jordan, and they redid it all. Like, the only negative is, like, Rocky's going to eventually die, which is disappointing, and I'll probably cry.
You'll definitely 100% cry. He could die off screen, and you'd be like, did they just say Rocky died? That was me doing you crying.
My favorite quote by the man himself comes in Rocky II when they're getting married, and the lovely loan shark guy takes him aside at the wedding and says, hey, Rock, have you ever thought about investing in condominiums? And Rocky, not the sharpest tool in the shed, goes, I don't use them. I just love it. And then my favorite quote from the entire movie series is in Rocky 3, when they're on the beach in California, and Adrian, this is her one, like, good moment of the whole series, and she's like, what's wrong, Rock? And he's like, I can't tell you. I can't. And she's like, what do we got, Rock? What do we got that can't be replaced? We got money. We got cars. We got houses. But we don't have the truth. What is the truth, Rock? And he's like, I'm scared, okay? You want me to say it for the first time in my life? I'm scared. Let us know what you thought of our list by hitting us up on our email at randomshipthepodcast@gmail.com or hitting us up on Instagram at randomshipthepodcast. Before we go, Alan, hit us with this week's ship fact.
This week's ship fact is... ships with sails can sail against the wind because the ship's sail is shaped like an airplane wing. Wind, blowing against the ship at an angle, creates a difference in pressure so the boat can sail perpendicular to the wind. So ships can't travel this way directly into the wind, but they can travel at like a 40-degree angle. So, yeah, that's how ships don't have to always be going with the wind.
Wow, that was arguably the most scientific of all the 16 ship facts we've had so far.
It was definitely the most tongue twister one that I, as I was reading this, I was like, oh my goodness, what did I do to myself? Ship sails is shaped. Yikes.
Well, we're about to cruise into the harbor here and end this week's episode of Random Ship. Thank you so much for joining us.
And have a great week, everybody. I was the best boy in this one.